Okay. Thank you for participating. I'm trying to do all these integrals. I waited for everyone to finish these four integrals, and then the optional extra assignments, once these four were done, then I went ahead and I wrote out my solutions for those. There's a lot of writing, but, you know, I'm trying not to skip too many steps, hence there's a lot of writing. So each of these integrals, in the most of these, it was just a power rule. This row 6 had a power rule. The front rows had a power rule. You had to use a logarithm rule in row 4, exponential rule in row 5. Now, row 6, their assignment was the easiest because they didn't need to make any kind of new substitution. Row 4 also didn't really need to make a u substitution. You can just factor out the 3. Row 5 and the front 3 rows had to make a u substitution. Right?
A u substitution.
Yeah, that extra step can prolong things. Sometimes, if it's a special case, you can memorize a formula to save you from having to do the u substitution. I'll mention a few of those.
Write down the formula.
Yeah, just a minute. Yeah. And in the two optional problems here, this one also needed a u substitution. Right. I used an x squared plus 2, and then it reduced to a logarithm rule. And let's see here. And then this one, there, I did integration by parts right here. But then I ended up with this little side problem. Once I picked the dv, I had to figure out what the anti-differential was. What was the v? And there I ended up using a u substitution, but u was taken, so I took w. So this had two non-trivial steps: integration by parts, and then I had to do a substitution in order to figure out the anti-differential there. But once I did all that, then I knew what the v was, and I plugged it in. Here. That was all good. So, at least some of you do remember a formula related to exponentials that can shortcut through all this substitution business.
You bring this.
Right.
The formula looks like this. We discussed this before.
So you have that kind of a shortcut can spare you from this big long integration by substitution for exponential. So likewise with this one here, that k could have been a negative 1/2 right here. That can be kind of a shortcut. And let's see. A similar one, if you're in this situation,
okay.
there are a few shortcuts you could memorize. There's some similar shortcuts involving, say, trig rules, but we don't cover the trig rules in this course, so I won't mention those. But the theme here is that there's some kind of constant multiple, and so you'd want to make a substitution for this thing. And then when you take the differential, that constant multiple just gets factored out, and you end up having to undo the constant multiple, so to speak. Which is why you see these reciprocals here. Right. Now, and here's another one. This is a very... I guess you can kind of think of this one as a special case of a more general principle. Right? If you have a function and you apply it to something where the application is just looks like a line in terms of its graph, right? A constant multiple of your variable plus some constant, say. Right? And you want to figure out, what is this? Well, the idea is to make a substitution for this thing. In general, if you have something like this, then if you make now some kind of substitution, right, maybe you call this, W or whatever, right, then you just have something that looks a little simpler. So, a lot of times, if there is a substitution you can do, it's this kind of simple form. If you have something more complicated in here, then it's harder to pull off a substitution. The stars have to align just right, so to speak. Like with the x squared plus 2 here, the derivative of x squared plus 2 is 2x. And I had to have a constant multiple of 2x, in this case the 5x, up here to handle that integral. All right. So if I hadn't been lucky in that sense, I wouldn't have been able to get a form of this integral. But if the inner function, so to speak, is just like this, and it's not a quadratic or anything, then you can always do a substitution. Questions or comments about this?
About the AD constant secondary rule, or rather the extension of the secondary rule, the function f of w is going to be multiplied times d of w, the function of w all over a.
Yeah. I mean, let's see, I took a picture of that. I can erase this. Simple example. This makes sense, right? Because, look here, the differential of this is just 3dx plus the differential of 4, which is 0. And a third times 3dx is just dx, right? So I haven't really changed anything.
Oh.
Okay. So this is a common kind of, this is one of the simplest kinds of substitutions you can make. Just, sometimes they're called a linear substitution because the graph of 3x plus 4 is a line. What?
You just get the reciprocal of 3.
Yeah, yeah, you just need the reciprocal of that slope because here you have a dx. So you need to correct for that factor of 3 to make it work. Yeah. Yeah, just like I have that 1 over a here versus the a there. Yeah, it's just a reciprocal. And so this would then become, then of course you might as well just pick a letter for this, call it u, say. So now it's u equals 3 times 1 plus 4, u equals 3 times 2 plus 4 for the upper limit, u to the fifth du to the 3. And so then use a power rule. 7, 10, and u to the 6th over 6. That's the antiderivative, and we still have division by 3, 1, like that. Oh, this right here is a power rule. The 6 is a 5 plus 1. Right?
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah.
So it's just the power rule.
Yeah. Other questions?
Okay, in that power rule, you have u to the 5th times u, which is u to the 6.
No, it's u to the 5th times du.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, if it's the differential of u to the 6 over 6, once you see, remember how the power rule works.
But how do you have it as u to the 6 over 6? Oh, that's right. Okay. I'm remembering.
K equals 5. Yeah.
Power rule.
Yeah.
Okay. Power rule comes into play.
Okay,
so we're almost done here. The last thing to do, right.
I'm not going to assign any new homework today. Okay.
I have solutions to that homework. Okay. So can go ahead and turn in your homework here, and you can grab us a copy of the solutions. I'll post it on the web later. All right.
Thank you.